Andrew Walker, president and CEO of the New College Foundation, said the panel discussion is part of a series where the college brings innovators of industry and technology to speak with students and the community.
New College, as you may know, is a liberal arts undergraduate school, and our students are very involved in the community. And as we've worked with students to help them find internships and employment opportunities here in Sarasota, we've uncovered a number of highly innovative new young companies that most people don't know about. And the high-tech industry is of increasing importance to Florida. And we thought it important to be able to talk about some of these companies and what they're doing here, and particularly in the area of energy, since that's just so critical to all of us right now.
Nick Gadding of the Florida Energy and Climate Commission said early programs in Florida did not bode well, but that ocean energy resources using wave technology and harnessing the energy of the Gulf Stream hold the most promise. Fred Bennett, CFO for Likes Brothers, said their company will work on long-term sustainability by developing a green health community. Marianne Bowie said her company, EcoTrans, is working with New College.
We've created a sustainable transportation partnership with New College. My company is EcoTrans Alliance that I work for. And what we did is we looked at every single vehicle they have. And we also, right now, are about to have our student faculty survey. And the idea was to really build an awareness of the energy and gasoline use. Because if you don't really notice what you're doing, then you can't really make a change in what you're doing.
Moderator Frank Alcott asked, from the vantage point of the green economy, what one piece of legislation should pass to remove obstacles to a sustainable green economy? Fred Bennett from Likes Brothers said he prefers the renewable standards to the feed-in tariff plan and energy finance districts.
The feed-in tariff, if you understand the electric grid, is incredibly complicated in getting that back and forth. The energy finance district is similar to the CDDs, which we think might kill it, but energy finance district allows a community like Sarasota, and there's several cities working on this. We're working with the city of Charleston to do this as a pilot project, where, like a CDD, the community gets money together. They put the solar on your house and all of your neighbor's house, as I was talking about the association, and then manage that.
Nick Gladding of the Florida Energy and Climate Commission said comprehensive energy legislation is needed, and most people do not realize existing programs are about to end. And unless reenacted, Florida will be behind in renewable energy, explaining his commission is calling for a backup bill to establish PACE bonds.
Property assessed clean energy bonds, which allow communities such as Sarasota to voluntarily opt in and allow a homeowner individually to get support for putting a solar project on their roof and pay it back over a period of time. And that's something that that our commission supports and we think has got a real shot of getting through.
The speakers agreed that partnerships between business and government are essential to create a green economy and see this as the solution to renewable energy problems. Nick Gladding had one final point about education.
I've looked at the demographics of what's going on in terms of the loss of workers that are getting older, and it's astounding how many people who are currently working in the energy field who are over 50 and are getting ready to retire. So our educational institutions need to be going full speed ahead to work on some of the sustainability things that Marianne has been talking about, to provide some of the cowboys of the future that Fred has been talking about, to provide the managers, to provide all of the people that this economy is going to need. And trust me, it's coming.
For WMNF News, reporting from Sarasota, I'm Virginia Hoffman.